the way you do that right there, right there. Who's the hell are you fucking at? It's recording. Cool. Hello, sad bitches and niggas. And if you, I don't say that. Anyways, hello, saddies. Honestly, who knows? I'd be so bad about like forcing myself to sit down and record these, but you know, been having life's just that. Honestly, the longer it takes me to put out an episode, that just means the better my life is going. I'm having too much fun and enjoying myself. I'm sitting on the ground in my room. All I have on are underwear. I'm clutching my citrine and my rose quartz crystal. Just because I really do want a better love life. Like, I know. I'm a hypocritical bitch. Because in the first episode, I literally was just like, I don't want love. I don't give a fuck. That's just because I was hurt. Come on, we all like being in a relationship. But I am good without a relationship. Like, right now, being able to run the streets, being able to go out, having fun, not having anybody to report back to about anything is pretty okay with me. I am about to smoke. Oh, heard y'all. Did y'all hear my lighter flicker like Lil Wayne? I've been taking pretty good care of myself though lately. And yes, there is lavender in this blend that I'm smoking. Most of the time, honestly, I might just start smoking like dry herbs instead of like weed. I don't know. But that lavender be having you so calm, honey. That's why I keep pausing. I'm inhaling. That lavender be having you so calm, honey, that you don't even know what to do. I think about where I was this year and where I was when I started this podcast. And honestly, I have changed. Oh, shit. My TV's still on. It's paused. But somebody just broke a bottle on somebody's head all dramatically. I said, oh, shit. But just thinking about where I was versus where I am now. And I think I am in a much better place. Better. I've just been kind of putting myself first, and I think that's really what I need right now. I feel like I'm one of those girls who kind of loses sight of everything in a relationship, and I don't want to be one of them bitches. Like, I dropped my crystal. One day, I might have said this in the last podcast, but one day I went back to my job real quick. Like, I ran up there, and my coworker came up to me. I wasn't working, so I was just in my regular clothes, and I was pouting really hard, and she's like, you okay? And I was like, no, I left my rocks at home. I was talking about my crystals, because I had just got the crystals just then, so I was like, I fucking left my rocks at home. I am still smoking. How are y'all? Are y'all sad? I do got a little bit of tea about myself to spill. And I'll tell y'all my night last night, because I did go out. It was fun. So much fucking fun. Got fucking belligerently drunk. Ate extremely unhealthy food at 3 a.m. And I do have drunk shit, so. I guess I have a little, like, couple things that I could update everybody on since the little 9 people that listen to this. I've been looking at my demographics, and I also had a dream about this podcast. I had a dream about it, and the dream felt so real. Like, when I woke up, I was like, ugh, like, I gotta record a podcast episode. Like, I have to do that. Like, if this is something that I want to keep up with, which it is, because this is such a good, like, relief for me to just sit here and be able to literally word vomit, you know, people listen to it, people don't listen to it, whatever. That's none of my concern. But it is relieving. Like, I do, and if people are listening, I will give, you know, try to give interesting content, try to give them, you know, something to listen to. So you could share this podcast with a friend if you wanted to, honestly, because the more people that listen, to it, the more inclined I will be to sit down and record episodes. But I gotta be letting my life, like, build up. But I'm gonna take a couple more hits of this blunt. I'm gonna put it out. Also, I was screaming last night when I went outside. I don't know what's wrong with my voice, but it's been doing this, like, really fucking high-pitched, like, thing. And shit might not be high-pitched no more. Just singe this beat with the blunt. So, oh, it went out. That was a sign for the fucking universe. So, I'll be back. Y'all know I take breaks. Y'all know I be getting tired. I will be right back. And just like that, I'm back. I'm back. I ain't front, cause I'm back. Not me, okay, cause don't play, cause I was sitting this bitch and rap. Like, I be feeling like I'm Nicki Minaj sometime. Nicki Masad girl, that's what you can call me. literally, like, I forgot what I was even saying. I was talking about the dream I had about this podcast. It was like someone was playing an ad for it and they were like suggesting it, like, completely. I mean, I guess it would be completely unsponsored because I ain't paying nobody for no goddamn sponsorship. Not to promote my shit either. People gonna listen to that, you know? I don't got it like that. Like, I'm a broke server. So, oh, I did have a lady complain about me the other day. She was mad as fuck. Like, we have like a to-go area and I was walking her food out and she yelled at me from across the parking lot and I can't fucking hear. So I said, what? And she, honey, let me tell you, that what was heard around the nation. Like, she was mad as fuck after that. She was like, what? You people are so disrespectful, you children. I was like, child, like, first of all, lady, like, what? I don't know, I feel like I already talked about this in the last podcast, but if I didn't, here's the story again. Either way, she got mad because I said what, because I couldn't hear her when I was walking across the parking lot and past other cars that were on, and she called back up, like, and then the guy in the car beside her saw it and he's like, are you okay? And I was telling him, like, I'm fine, like, she's just upset. And she backed out, she was like, rolled her window down and was yelling at me, going off still, big mad. I hope she's okay though. Hope she's having a good day though, for real, because she was mad as fuck that day. I feel bad, but I genuinely will laugh at somebody for getting angry, because the fuck is you mad about? What the fuck? I get mad. It ain't funny when I'm mad, and I get mad when people laugh when I'm mad. But that's also why I do it, because I know it works. It's a good remedy. Or the best thing, oh my God. The best thing you can do to make somebody really upset. The other day, I was in a bar and I was getting some shots from my friend. And I guess I didn't do the math wrong. I split them down the middle. Like, because you can get shots split. That's how you save money. Like, if you're a broke bitch, like all of me and all my friends, like, but you want to be nice and get shots for people, you can do like 1 2-ways, 2 4-ways, 3 6-ways, you know, like, you can keep doing that whole, you can half them, that way you'll only be paying, like, you get 6 shots but you'll be paying for 3. So some places won't let you do that. So what you do is you say, hey, can we have some empty shot glasses? But anyways, this man, I was like, let me get 3 shots split 6 ways. This man comes up to me, He's like, don't do it like that. Get four split six ways. And I literally just walked away from him. Like, I didn't even look at him. I just went to the other side of the bar so I could get my shots because I had already ordered them. I just like moved, and he was like he was offended. Like, he was taken back. He was very drunk. And he was like, oh my God, I'm fucked up. I'm so sorry. Like, dude, like, I didn't even say anything to you. You got off scot-free. Like, I didn't even yell at you. I didn't say shit to you. I just walked away. Like, please don't come over and make it a problem. Like, because I will yell at you. I will yell at anybody. I don't care. And everybody should have that mentality. It's not like I look to yell at people. You shouldn't look to have conflict. But also, don't let bitches walk all over you and think that they can say whatever. And this man also, it was just, I was coming from a place, not me getting mad about it again. I was coming from a place of like, who are you? Like, I don't even know you. Why are you in my business? Why are you trying to tell me how to spend my money? Please stand right here and be drunk. Worry about you. He already tried to, one of my friends who I had in this podcast a couple episodes ago, the Catwoman episode, she was also at this bar with me. And before she could even fucking walk in, he was asking her about her race. He was like, are you from Puerto Rico? She was like, no. She was like, he was like, are you from Guatemala? And she was like, literally no. Like, I was born here, like in the place that we live at that y'all ain't gonna know because I don't need bitches coming to see me. But like, sir, like, why is you concerned? Didn't even say hey to her. This is the first time he ever met her. Ever. I couldn't tell you this man's name. I don't ever want to see him again in my life. But just the fact that he felt like he should chime in, it's just like, keep your two cents unless it's going towards the bill. Because none of us give a fuck. Like, please shut the fuck up. It really, not even makes me mad. It just, the audacity makes me want to slap that motherfucker. I hope I see him again. I'm gonna do the same shit. I'm gonna just be like, literally silence kills people. I've ended so many friendships by just ghosting people because I'm not finna argue with you. I'm done, you know? That's how I felt with that man. I didn't even know him, so it's definitely not finna argue with him. I just walked away. He's like, I fucked up. Like, I guess I fucked up. I guess I said something wrong. You did say something wrong. You need to worry about you. And on top of that, I thought about it. If you get three shots split six ways, that's still just getting them halved as if you got one two ways. If you got four six ways, you would literally just get like a drop more of a shot. Like, it's not even that much of a difference. So that's why I just like walked away from him. And it took me a little second to do that math. So he needed to worry about him. Not a little second. That obviously is simple math. But it just took me a second to figure out how I wanted to pay for them, pretty much. This man was annoying. But anyways, message from that is stay in your damn lane. Whoever you are, don't be worried about them. It don't matter what they doing, what they buying, who. Just hush sometimes. People just need to be told to hush. You can tell this man probably never been told to hush in his entire life. You can probably tell all his friends either really loved him at some point, he was the man, and then he went down on a spiral, and now nobody talks to him. Like, that's probably that man's life. Not me. Read it, not man. But anyways, I'm thinking about something that makes me cringe. This does affect y'all. The fucking trailer for this podcast is so sad because I was distraught that day. Like, I think about it all the time. Like, it's literally me crying. It's like, I'm not always sad. But, like, and I think about times like this. Like, so if you ever want somebody to listen to this podcast, please tell them it's not that fucking sad. Like, it's really, it's sad. Like, I'm just high. I'm rambling. But it really does make me cringe. And long story short, I might re-record the trailer at some point. On a day like this when I am not necessarily ecstatic, but I'm also not crying. So I'm just here. I'm numb, if you will. But haha. Cool story, bro. This is the tea I had for y'all. It's about my little love life. So I go to this bar a lot. The same bar that I was telling about with the man with the shots who annoyed the fuck out of me. They have a bouncer there. And I definitely have the hots for the bouncer. Like, I definitely want to beep his beep, 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 you know, like beep. That is not a, that sounded so good, right, everybody? Like that was me. That wasn't even a sound effect. It was confusing. That was me making those beep noises. But he's cute. Nice hunk of man. He's attractive. He's very awkward. And I mean, not everybody can be as smooth as me. So I'm not gonna hold that against him. I was an awkward person at some point too. But I learned to embrace my awkwardness or just make a scene about it. It's just like, whatever, you know. But anyways, he's awkward. He rambles a lot when we talk. And the other day, oh my God, I just like had deja vu. I like felt like I was at the same place I was a couple hours ago. But we were talking, not like talking, like I kind of got his information on Snapchat. And I like, we snapped literally one time, but we're not like talking or anything. Like, I don't even think he knows that I really like him. But y'all, I watched this motherfucker kiss another girl. The other night he kissed another bitch in front of me, and I was like, heard? I was like, cool, that's awesome. That's literally what I said. And my friend was there with me. He's in his feelings too, and we're like, we are just platonic friends. I love this person so much. He's super, super awesome. He is sitting with me, and we were literally like, I was like, he was in his feelings. I was like, now I'm in my feelings. All dramatic, like, and we always play Save Your Tears by The Weeknd. Even though it's not like, my other friend thinks it's a sad song. I don't think it's a sad song at all. I think it's like saying, like, you know, save that shit. Like, don't even come over here with those tears, because I'm not believing it. Like, this, and then he lays out the facts in the song. Like, my favorite bar, my favorite heat from that song is when he says, you walked past me like I wasn't there and just pretended like you didn't care. Because bitches, I've done that. I've definitely walked past somebody like I didn't see them and pretended like I didn't care that they were there, but was like obsessed. And if they weren't in my sight, I'm just like, where they go? Where that person at? Where my motherfucker at? You know? Even though I was mad at them. Like, that's just to get people attention. That song is like really him just saying like, no, like, save them tears, because I don't want to hit it. But we played that song because both me and my friend are both sitting here about to cry. I look over him, I said look at the door, look at that, because they were standing by the door because he's a bouncer. So this, and then this girl, y'all, first of all, so I've made necklaces out of these crystals and I was wearing them, and this girl, first of all, she had like tattoos on the back of her legs, like right under her butt. She had on like a Save the Bee shirt. She had a septum piercing. So fucking hot. She was perfect. And I'm sitting here like, damn, like, she's cool. Like, that was also like, she was also a cool bitch. Like, that's also what made it worse. She literally was telling me, we talked, like, me and her had a conversation before she started kissing him, and she was like, you deserve to be worshipped. You are amazing. She was very, very drunk. So I don't know if she even remembers any of that. But she was like, you're amazing. Like, you're, I was like, thank you. Like, just talking to her. And then I was even being nice to her because I already seen her flirting and talking to him before. And I was just being really nice to her. And I thought she was pretty too. My friend was saying, she was like, because I told my friend the same story, she was like, she's like, you probably liked her too. I'm like, probably. I was like, I don't know who I was jealous of in the situation. But she literally was so nice and perfect and cool. She had like piercings, tattoos, like she was the it girl. She was the star. Like, it wasn't me that night. And, you know, she kissed my man, and that bitch touched my crystals. Now, I was more mad about her touching my crystals. You don't touch somebody's crystals. Listen to me, people listening to this podcast, if you see a bitch with crystals, she wearing her crystals around her neck, do not touch her crystals. Your energy can get on that person's crystals. Do not. You and you thinking about it, oh, what's so bad if my energy, do you have good energy? Okay, then I don't even know if I have good energy all the time. I don't. I definitely don't. I'm human. So I think, anyways, don't touch nobody's crystals. Now I was pissed that she touched my crystals. That pissed me off more than her actually kissing the person that I like. Cause fuck him. He's just a man. Like, kiss anybody. So after that, after she's telling me I need to be worshipped, she goes over there and kisses him, and I'm just like crying, and we start playing Save Your Tears back to back. We played it like 5 times in the place, because the place we go to, there's like a little jukebox thing through the internet, and you can pick a song, you can play songs, like you can cue them up. And I looked at him, I was like, should we just keep playing? We played Save Your Tears like 8 times. But I mean, honestly, he's just a person. It's not the end of the world. He doesn't even know I like him, so I can't sit here and be mad at him. And also, she didn't know I liked him, so I can't sit here and be mad at her. And I'm also not dating him, so he owes me absolutely no loyalty. But however, it does not feel good to see the person that you like kiss somebody else in front of you, 5 feet away. So I was like, heard. I did cry myself to sleep that night, but then it's like, whatever. I don't even like him that much. He's not even that cool, but you know, we'll see. not me sleeping with my rose quartz under my bed and feeling like that's my person, but I don't think he is my person. I think he's very much somebody that I could fool around with and that be done, but I'm not gonna keep. Me and him had a conversation a couple nights ago, and I kind of was realizing some things, and I was just like, which is not bad. Like, I'm not judging him for his life, but sometimes it's fair to listen to a person's life and get to know them first before sleeping with them, because you don't want to sleep with somebody and then realize that they're a headache, and that's fine. Like, and I'm not trying to say, like, you know, people, I'm not trying to shit on nobody for their experience, but sometimes you have to make sure yourself is straight. Like, you can't be dealing with people and trying to fix them and taking on a whole lot and, you know, dealing with their load of life and your load of life. It is fair to get to know someone first, and the more you find out about them, not want to fuck with them. That is valid. Like, you have every right to get to know people and decide if you want them in your life, or decide what level, position, and ranking you want them in your life. Like, you want to be in a relationship with this person, you want to be a friend with this person, you know. And he's not somebody I would marry or be in a relationship with. He's somebody I might, you know, do some explicit stuff with, but and just be a friend. But that, you know, I'm not gonna initiate that, and I don't know if he feels that way. But he might not like me, you know. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm a cool bitch, but whatever. I'm just saying, you're not wrong for, like, scoping people out first. Like, I knew this girl one time. She slept with a rapist, and she was very, like, embarrassed about it. I was like, get to know him first. Like, it's not, you know, not the end of the world. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want to be sleeping with a rapist. I'd be very, like, stung or, like, shocked if I found out that I slept with somebody who was a rapist. But get to know him first before, because it does change things when you sleep with somebody. So you don't want to have this person thinking that they are more to you than they actually are, and then you having to also deal with that person's stress in their life. And just, I know someone who, I don't know, I'm not gonna get into that. That's a whole nother story for another day. But long story short, get to know people first. You don't have to, not, I mean, you know, I'm very much a, you know, put people on the first night type of bitch. I probably shouldn't admit that, but I'm saying, and that's fine. All the bitches who are, do that, because I'm not judging you, because I'm that same person. But also, that's different from having a relationship with somebody, you know. Don't just jump into things blindly, not knowing who that person is, because then you'll be in too damn deep, and you'll be like, how did I get here, bitch? Think, how did you get here? You know, keep them on ice, ladies. actually girls, gays, and days, whoever, keep them on ice, person. Oh, so yeah. That's pretty much it. I don't even know what I've been rambling about or how long I've been talking. It's 2:15. I gotta be at work soon-ish. But I think this is a wrap. That was a whole lot of word vomit, and I'm sorry if none of that made sense. But if you were entertained, good for you. But also, you know, here we are. And I had to realize, like, this is a very powerful statement, and it will help people get through a lot of things. They are just a person. And you were living before you met that person, and guess what? You will be living after. It's never. Be upset about it. Be upset for a week, 2 days, you know. But after a week, I give myself 3 days to, like, lay in bed and be in sulk. But after that, literally, maybe like a day or two. Because I even get, like, antsy and want to move. But, you know, be upset about it for a little bit. And then, hey, save them tears for another day. Period. But, you know, I'm sending y'all happy girl vibes all day, every day. Happy girl, gay, and day vibes. For real. Do it. Go live your life. Love you.